Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined in the studio by President Smart. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. So today we're talking about how MSU is carving a spot as the place for Ozarks studies and the preservation of Ozarks culture and folklore. So, for example, MSU houses the Ozarks Studies Institute. MSU West Plains hosts the annual Ozarks Studies Symposium. Meyer Library is home to the Gordon McCann Folk Music Collection and is digiting the Ozarks Jubilee. There are several examples. We could go on and on, but I'm asking, was that a conscious decision, a goal of the universities, or did that just come to be due to geography?
You know, and so I think the answer to that is yes and yes. I'm in my 10th year as being president, and there were certainly things going on before I arrived connected to the Ozarks and the region. And so, for example, the Gordon McCann collection of Ozark music had already been gifted to the university, you know, significantly in advance of that time. And so, you know, just because of where we were, we had done some things connected to our region. And people had made gifts to the university of a variety of things that they had connected to the region. And we had scholars like Bill Piston on the Civil War, who really focused on Missouri's peace in the Civil War, and Brooks Blevins, who spent his whole life studying the Ozarks. And so,
Right. So
pieces of it were here. But then, you know, in our industry, I don't know, eight or nine years ago, there became a fascination with these massive open online courses that we thought was going to revolutionize higher education. They were free, you know, and so Harvard and Stanford and the best universities in America were offering all these free courses, and people were trying to figure out how to monetize that, and was this going to be a thing, and what were universities going to go out of business or completely be redesigned? And, you know, we felt we needed to have the ability to offer those kinds of classes. And so we can't compete with Harvard to offer chemistry courses for the world to take. But we said, what are we good at and know about more than other universities in America? And the Ozarks was the answer to that.
Yeah.
And so I think our first one was a massive online open course on the history and writings of Laura Ingalls Wilder. We had over 10,000 people sign up for that.
10,000, wow.
And it was a free course. I took one of Brooks Blevins' classes on Ozarks culture. Fascinating. And so we really rolled into it. Our Dean of Libraries, Tom Peters, has made this an important part of what our library does now. And so it's been both unintentional and intentional.
So academically, what does Missouri State offer in terms of program studies for Ozark studies?
Well, within the English department, we do have a minor in Ozark studies. And so if someone is very interested in particular, the literary heritage of the Ozarks, that's a good place to go. You know, and then if you think kind of broader than that, both the College of Natural and Applied Sciences and the Dar College of Agriculture have all sorts of programs that are directly connected to the Ozarks. We have the Bull Shoals Field Station, where all sorts of scientific research and animals and water and many properties connected with the College of Agriculture. We've got the Woodlands just north of town, which is an area that's never, timber area, 200 acres, never been cut, that our wildlife students and forestry students and others are engaged in. And so it's more than just literature and culture. It's also the agriculture and science and natural history and conservation of the Ozarks. And we're very much engaged in that in many programs.
I've been taking notes as you're speaking. I'm getting story ideas as we go. But I'm curious, what's the end goal? What does MSU hope this emphasis will have on either scholarship and academia or on the preservation of Ozarks culture?
I think it's important that educated people know the history and culture of where they live. And so we're right in the middle of the Ozarks. We're the queen city of the Ozarks, and we ought to be engaged in that. It helps us interact with our community, with our alums. It helps teach people how to do research and be engaged in the arts and the music and the history and the literature and the science of our area. And then they can go on and wherever they end up living and working and being a part of that. But we ought to take advantage of the assets we have right here in Southwest Missouri. And I think we're doing that.
Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, thanks for stopping back by to talk to us.
Thanks, Jennifer.